Yeah. and welcome back to the Day in Rock Radio Northern Ireland. Warm being the operative word. It's been roasting. Most of the UK has, really. Especially down the south of England. If, however, you're listening to this in a part of the world where the weather is lousy, well, welcome to our world, because normally that's the way it is for us. Anyhow, kicked off this week's show, Def Leppard, Armageddon It, closely followed by Extreme, Rest in Peace, and lastly, opening three tunes, Sammy Hagar, Heavy Metal. Three bands that over the past couple of weeks, three artists, maybe I should say, over the past couple of weeks, I've attended gigs by, and they have been outstanding. Of course, there was Leppard and Extreme, Normal Park here in Belfast, part of Belsonic Festival that happens every summer. It was a great night, as I said last week, or week before, whenever it was. Sammy Hagar, well, I was in London last week. Was meant to see him in Birmingham on a Sunday, but spent a lovely day in Birmingham. Black Sabbath Bridge in the Brass House, sitting outside, watching the world go by with a couple of pints of Black Sabbath ale. Wasn't too bad at all. Travelled down to London as I already had tickets for the Sammy Hagar gig in London on the 9th, although it was moved. London Arc Stadium. British Airways London Arc venue. That's something like that. It's not a stadium. Great venue. Loads of pubs, etc. around it. Restaurants and all that. I think it's up near the Olympia in London. Great night. What a gig. Sammy Hagar was absolutely outstanding. Yes, I know I might be biased, as I am a huge fan. The set list was great. Eagles Fly. I might admit to a slight tear appearing in my eye because I love that song. However, what a show. Well worth the trip. But 35 degrees in the centre of London. That's room temperatures, really, as far as I'm concerned. Thank goodness for air-conditioned pubs. Anyway, on with the show and enough of my exploits on the travels. On to a couple of new releases. In a couple of moments, you're going to hear the LIFE project, or Life Project, featuring Stone Sour's Joyce Rand and vocalist Cassandra Carson from Cassandra's Crossing. It's a cover of a Suicidal Tendencies song, You Can't Bring Me Down. One to listen for, folks. I quite like it. Prior to that, Iconic have another new single out, taken from their forthcoming album, Iconic 2. Here they are with Valley of the Lost Souls.
laughing takes the pain away. But there's no humor here today. The cruelest joke to ever play. Raise my hopes and watch them fade. I'm not saying that I'm giving up, but nothing hurts like love. I need a little help. I need some type of strength, some relief. I've been living on my knees, begging for some light, some clarity. Give me a hope, or give me an anchor. Give me some air that I can breathe. I've been living on my knees, 'cause it's starting to get too deep for me. It's like a void I'm living in. No sign of life, no other end. I know to pray and say amen. Tuesday came, I made amends. I know we wish for something more. It feels so different than before. And if tomorrow never showed, you'd always be the one I chose. You know I'm never gonna give you up, 'cause nothing heals like love. I need a little help. I need some type of strength, some relief. I've been living on my knees, begging for some light, some clarity. Give me a hope, or give me an anchor. Give me some air that I can breathe. I've been living on my knees, 'cause it's starting to get too deep for me.
Moments back with the Smoking Snakes, taken from their brand new album released on Friday, All Lights On. That track, Last Man Standing. Followed that with Blackstone Cherry, an acoustic version of the track Deep, which appeared earlier in the year on their mini album Celebrate. Right, in a few moments' time, we have the Poodles. They're currently back on the road again after a short hiatus. The track you're going to hear comes from the album Performocracy, I think I've said that right, Until Our Kingdom Falls. Prior to that, the current release from Maverick, We Can Rise.
When you travel through the darkness.
Together, stop acting.
Black Swan, Battered and Bruised, following on from King Zebra, King Zebra. I don't know how they would say it. I mean, most people in the world would probably say King Zebra, but for some reason I think we say Zebra. But anyway, you know what I'm getting at? That was a track called Wicked. Dan Byrne up next from his debut solo album, This Is Where the Show Begins. Pulling Me Under.
Can you save me? For you drown the best of me. He's a dangerous man. Oh, yeah. She walks the night with a passion play.
Hurricane, 10,000 Years, a song about Andy Gillan's age. The two tunes prior to former being House of Lords, Dangerous Woman, closely followed by Blue Murder, Riot. Okay, no rants, I'm going to behave myself because I'm still technically on my holly bobs off to Spain next week. So let's go on with some little known quirks, laws, silly facts, etc, etc. I've probably said some of these before, but what the hell? In the United States, in Wyoming, it is illegal to take a picture of a rabbit from a moving car during January. Okay, somebody studied for a couple of years to come up with a law like that. United Kingdom, in Cornwall, people believe finding a fallen horseshoe brings luck, only if you never turn it over. Right? I haven't heard that before. I know they say a used horseshoe is meant to be lucky. Hasn't worked for me so far, and wrestling bitch faces got me many of them. Japan, you should never leave your chopsticks standing upright in rice, as this is linked to funeral rituals. Does anybody do that? Never known anyone to do that. Australia, in the Northern Territory, it is against the law to damage or remove any ancient rock art sites. Okay. Germany, on Sundays, loud home repairs or lawn work are strictly forbidden to keep the day quiet. I think I covered that. Because I had a wee bit of a rant about shops opening on Sundays over here. They're wanting them opened all day. I don't mind them open part of the day, but give people a break. In Italy, in many villages, whistling after sunset is said to attract unwanted spirits into the home. Well, according to one of our BS mates, we've got spirits in this home. I'm not really someone who whistles. France. It is considered rude to hand someone something with just one hand. Using both shows proper respect. Okay. Each to their own. Australia. Beautiful beaches and amazing coffee, but absolutely every single wild animal desperately wants you dead. Well, I'm not surprised, though, because, I mean, there wasn't that many people there before we started sending their convicts down to it. And look what happened to them. We let them mate. Here's a few more from the States. Sorry if you're listening over there. But these all have, you've had, what, 50 states, and they all have their own laws, basically. In Alabama, you can't drive barefoot. Cops can pull you over if they think it's unsafe. It's also bloody stupid to drive barefoot, isn't it? What idiot would even try that? Says he who's actually done it. Arizona. No cutting down a cactus, even on your own property. It's $100,000 fine and jail time. Okay. If it's on your own property, I don't see the issue. Pricks. California. No eating an orange in your bathtub. It's an old law from the 1920s and it's still in the books. Why would you have a problem with eating an orange in the bath? Okay. In Florida, you can't sing in a swimsuit. Public singing plus swimsuit equals illegal in some cities. No beach concerts in a bikini. That's a bit of a bummer, that, isn't it? No beach concerts in a bikini. Means Sam Hall won't be able to wear his mankini. Indiana, it's illegal to sell milk in a bag. Only bottles, jugs or cartons are allowed. Grocery stores try, but shut down. Why would you sell somebody milk in a bag? I mean, seriously. Bloody hell. I've read this one out before. In New York, you can't walk around with an ice cream cone in your back pocket. On Sundays, old auto stop horse theft. Never repeat it. So, you put an ice cream cone in your back pocket that stops horse theft. There's logic in that somewhere. Exactly where? I don't know. Right, just to finish off, some things that are illegal abroad. We'll go elsewhere. We'll leave the Yanks alone. I'm always picking on them, aren't I? It is illegal in the Maldives to wear swimwear away from the beach. I agree with that. The last thing you want to do is walk around the city centre with a body like mine. It's illegal in Germany to run out of gas on the Autobahn. It's also highly stupid if you're going on a long journey not to make sure you have enough fuel. In Sweden, it's illegal to dance in public without a permit. I'm going to be a lot of people here in Belfast on Monday dancing in the streets. Thankfully for them, it's not illegal. In Saudi Arabia, it's illegal to celebrate Valentine's Day. I agree with that. Why do you have to pick a day of the year to get all soppy with your loved one? Should you not be like that all the time? Says he who's as romantic as a frozen fish. France. Wearing flip-flops while driving is illegal. Agree with that, totally. In Sri Lanka, taking selfies with Buddha. Has anyone asked Buddha what he thinks? In Italy, it's illegal to feed the pigeons. That should be illegal everywhere. Same as leaving food sitting out with bloody seagulls about the place. Rats with wings. I think I'll do for a week. I've rambled on a wee bit. I'm sure a lot of you are just bored stupid listening to me. Let me know what you think. Final segment of tunes. We have coming up some Skin followed by Mr. Big. Prior to that, this is Vaughn Grove from the album Chameleon. 2 nights in Tokyo.
to me. She said, baby, 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 baby.
Love with those. Good, good. makes me happy. Oh yeah, baby. And you're the one always on my mind. Well, Lana, yes, it's true. You are my reason, my one and only, that I've been living for. Why can't forever be forever and nothing more? I feel so lonely and I know I'm not the only one to ever feel this way. I love you so much, I lose track of time.
Psychotic Supper, back in 1991, that was Tesla, What You Give, a song that was inspired by lead singer Jeff Keith's struggle to put down his alien dog, Brandy. Made me think of that, folks, because normally I would mention something about it and probably play that song in the middle of June, as that's whenever we had to put down my wingman, my mate, Ozzy, best dog. Not fair to say that, really. He was a fantastic dog. Went everywhere with me. Loved him to bits. Bawled my eyes out whenever I had to put him down. And that's not taking away anything from Holly that I have now. And the other two labs I had in my life, Jet and Glenn. You know, dogs, very, very faithful animals. They're always pleased to see you. Everybody else just looks at you and greets you with a grunt. Dog goes ballistic. It's like he's been away for years. But anyway, played that. That's for Ozzy and anybody else who has sadly lost it all. Bringing us to the end of another show from the day in. Now, midweek malarkey, folks, for the next 2 weeks might or might not be available, as I said, I'm away on my holly bobs. And I don't know if I'll get time to be able to throw a show together as well as a show for next weekend. So a few other things in the pipeline I have to do, so... If there's no midweek malarkey for the next 2 weeks, fear not, I will be back after that, which will be the, 29th maybe? I can't remember what date that'll be. But it hasn't gone away, you know. It will be back. I know Sam's midweek malarkey show ended with a Motorhead cover, and I'm ending this weekend's show also with a Motorhead cover, was in the Rolling Stone shop in Carnaby Street and nearly purchased another piece of Rowan Wood's art. It shows Mick Jagger and is entitled Sympathy for the Devil, and I've always loved that song from the Stones. A lot of controversy about it back in the day when it was released. Motorhead did a cover of it. Lemmy was a fan of the tune. So playing us out this weekend on the day. This is Motorhead. Sympathy for the Devil. Take care, folks. See you soon.